After 100 days on the job, Governor Ventura's honeymoon with the public is still going strong. The NPR Pioneer Press poll shows 57% of those surveyed rate his performance excellent or good, while only 2% rate it poor. That's about the same job approval rating former Governor Arne Carlson had at the height of his popularity just before he left office. Nearly two-thirds say Ventura's style is appealing, and more than half consider him a breath of fresh air. Among those polled who like the Ventura style is Jill Fury, a Republican who lives just north of Fergus Falls.
I like the idea that he isn't afraid to speak his mind. I like the idea that he's just not spouting a bunch of BS like the politicians do. It's nice to have somebody who speaks what he thinks instead of what he thinks he has to say.
Others questioned in the survey say Ventura is a welcome change from the Democrats and the Republicans. Meg Tuthill is a longtime DFLer from Minneapolis.
It's same old, same old, same old. And I've been doing politics since I was 20 in this state. And they're talking the same old rhetoric, and everybody got tired of it because we knew it wasn't true. And as far as Ventura goes, who knows? It takes courage to have somebody new. I mean, why not? Why not?
If there's a downside to the numbers for Ventura, it's that a significant number of people, 41%, say it's too soon to judge whether he's a breath of fresh air or an embarrassment. The governor says it's gratifying the numbers look as good as they do.
It's nice that via all the negative press that I've gotten since the last polling results, that people are seeing through that and are looking at the actual job I'm doing rather than negative press comments and sound bites and this and that.
But the poll shows that nearly two-thirds of Minnesotans think the press has treated Ventura fairly or hasn't been critical enough. Well, just over a quarter think the media have been too harsh on him. Carleton College political scientist Stephen Scheer says the volume of press coverage Ventura has attracted, both locally and nationally, feeds the impression that much of it is negative.
There's been more total press coverage of Jesse Ventura than we're used to seeing in a new Minnesota governor, and that's going to mean more criticism because the total coverage is much more thorough. And that probably helps to explain why about 28% of the electorate is not happy with the way the media's been covering it.
In his State of the State address, Jesse Ventura declared the free ride is over and said government should do only that which people can't do for themselves. The poll results are mixed on that philosophy. 61% say single parents should take more responsibility for themselves and not look to the government for help, but only 11% say Minnesota government spends too much to help low and middle income families with child care. Poll respondent Curtis Cook of Lakeville says he's undecided on Ventura's performance, but he thinks there is a role for government in people's lives.
There are cases where the people should do it on their own. This is true. But there are also people here that need help. And I have a daughter that was on welfare. She was a single mother on welfare. And she was given the opportunity to go to school. And she did. And she's now fully employed and off the welfare completely.
64% of those polled say personal watercraft are an annoyance and should be restricted. The governor, who fought new fees on personal watercraft because he owns 5 jet skis, says he won't support any special restrictions on them.
If you start doing it to one particular watercraft, then you'll certainly down the line be seeing other special laws for other particular watercrafts. And I think that it's, it may be that the majority of if you look at that poll, those people have probably never been on one.
The poll of 628 registered voters has a margin of error of plus or minus 4 percentage points. It's a snapshot of public opinion from April 7th through the 9th. For Minnesota Public Radio, I'm Mike Mulcahy.